Welcome back to Tiger Talk, brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge. And we're going to sit down right now with Athletic Director Katie Conold. Hi, Katie.
Morning, Andy. Good to see you.
It's good to see you. I'm excited to talk a little bit about the wrap-up of the basketball season. I think the expectations going into the season were huge, and I think they were fulfilled. I mean, everybody stepped up and played very well, and I think it was well organized. And with the exception of one game, the weather kind of cooperated.
Right, and you know we jinxed it because we had been talking about the weather before that happened.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just thinking about that. I was like, oh, that's right before, and I was gloating. I was like, yeah, Mother Nature just, you know, is blessing us, and then bam.
Yeah. You know, and in the long run, it may have affected a little bit, but not huge with the seeding points for the girls. The boys did actually get to make up the winter game, but it was the girls that they kind of didn't get a chance to play winter. And I know it was a bummer for the girls, and especially Coach Hedick, but in the long run, the girls just really performed outstanding.
You know, when you think about what your goals are at the beginning, you know, win-loss is a, you know, surface-level goal. But when you dig down deeper and look at what kids did through the season, our high points, you know, our moments of brilliance, I'm very proud of both the Lady Tigers and the Tigers. And, you know, we were all on that roller coaster ride, you know, really, really high level of basketball and play, and then some ones we wish that we could get back. And I think that'll propel us into the off season and making improvements. You know, after watching the state tournament for the girls, I mean, boys is this weekend, you know, you always look at, all right, what are those teams doing that we're not doing or whatever. And it's like, you know, T almost had the championship and they're going to double A. And I mean, I don't know if it makes you feel better, but it puts it in perspective that, you know, we almost got there, but almost isn't good enough, and our kids are competitive and they'll keep working.
The management of an athletic director, especially for a big season like the winter, when you stretch it out over 3 months, you're only playing 40 games, 20 for the girls, 20 for the boys. But the management of it, the scheduling of referees, and it's no secret, I think everybody in the state knows that referees are a kind of a hard commodity to come by nowadays. I think that the message out there from the state is, if you'd like to referee, please.
You.
Yeah, you know, volunteer, and it's not even volunteer, it's paid.
Right.
But come to these meetings and get qualified and get your license to referee. We need more. But back to what you have to go through to schedule a whole winter season, not only with basketball, but wrestling as well. How did you feel it went?
Well, you know, it was a good test to just get in there and make things happen. And I am surrounded by amazing people. I mean, it is not a one-man show, and all of the volunteers and workers for wrestling and basketball, they were the ones that really made it a success and made it so. I just want it to be good for our kids. Our kids work hard, and we don't always see everything they put into it. And so when it comes to game time or, you know, wrestling match time, I want it to be perfect for them, because, you know, that's important to me. It's important to them and our town. So it was busy, but, you know, it doesn't happen alone. And I'm so thankful for the people that helped me out through the winter. I love the winter season. And, you know, I think that this was a rookie year run, and I think it can only go up from here.
And then you start transitioning, and I've heard rumor, maybe it's wrong, that you're already putting together next year's basketball season.
I am, yeah. That's, you know, all of the officials and other coaches, you know, that I've talked to, and other ADs that have been doing it longer. They're like, yeah, you got to have next year and 2 years out, and you start building that. And so I do have a rough draft of next year, and I'm excited. I don't know if you saw the proposed alignments that came out from the state. When they redo your ADM, it does shift people up or down a class. And so our region in basketball, excuse me, and will look a little different if that vote goes through. So, like, even though North Central and McLaughlin go to B and Dupree goes to B in our region, if it goes through, we pick up Chamberlain and Platt Geddes in our region for Class A, because just with the shifting and the changes. And so anytime we're like shifting regions or people are moving classes, it throws a wrench in it. It's like, oh, I thought we had the schedule done, but yet you don't. I want to make sure that our schedule is going to help us and not hinder us.
Right.
And so you do have to make changes when towns go up or down, because it will hurt you to play too many Class B schools.
Exactly.
And I won't do that to our kids because they work too hard for that. So, yeah, it's a rough draft, but it's there.
It's getting there. We'll just leave it at that. You transition now into the spring season, and the beautiful new facility that we have here, this new track and field, it's going to bring a lot more people of interest into the area to compete on this track.
Yes, I'm so excited. When you think about our spring season, it is not hard to convince people about what nice facilities we have. They, you know, we only had a couple of events last year with it being brand new, but we have an amazing track. We have a brand new sound system from the Booster Club. I mean, you can probably hear it from the school, right? Just in case you didn't get out there in time. But so we're putting things together at the track. Coach Overlin and Coach Overlin made so many improvements in the city down at the softball fields, making that a nice venue. I know that we are going to be doing concession stands at the home softball games, so that's awesome. And then, of course, our country club is amazing, Oahe Hills, where we host our golf meets. And so I don't have to twist their arms too hard to come here, because we have great people and great facilities.
So you guys, you start out on the road with track, and you get a couple of indoor meets, and then you come here for the early bird. And history will tell you that the early bird has been kind of a dicey gamble. And but if the weather stays like it is right now, we're going to have a nice day for people to come out and enjoy the athletes, but also to help volunteer and do some things.
Yes, and you know, even though it's nice right now, we don't want to jinx it with some other storms coming in. But having the early bird would be huge, right? It's been on there. It's always on there. You're like, the early bird. But I like how our track coaches advocated for doing some indoor meets, just in case, you know, something happens with weather. But those indoor meets, you know, starting Monday, not all of our kids will go Monday because they don't have all the events at indoor meets. So we'll see what coach decides for kids going. And then we go again on the 26th. And then, yeah, our first outdoor meet is April 4th. And the weekday meets are hard because, you know, a lot of our people that volunteer and would love to help, they have other commitments, work or whatever. April 13th, our Rotary Relay, that's on a Saturday. And then May 9th and May 17th are our other home meets, and those are weekdays as well. But if you feel like you could help, you could carve out some time, you can contact me, katie.conold@k12.sd.us, and I will find a slot for you, because we have so many things happening at once. And, you know, Class A is sanctioning javelin this year, so we will be having javelin
at our
home meets.
That's awesome.
And so that just is another event that we're running at the same time, and I need three people for that. And so when you look at everything we're doing all at once, it does take a lot of people.
And you talked about Coach Overlin and the improvements to the softball field. And last year was your first year of softball. And I know that the team won't agree with me about the success of the softball season. They wanted to win every single game. But to have a team fielded out there in the orange and black and to see them out there, that's a great accomplishment.
It is huge. I mean, adding a program at the Class A level, it takes a lot from our coaches and our kids, because a lot of our kids are multi-sport athletes. And so our coaches could do a nice job of working together and compromising. And we had a couple of addition schools, not super close to us, but like Redfield added softball, so we're able to get them on the schedule. We have a couple more games than we did last year, but we'll keep building. And of course, you know, if we go down to B for softball, that opens it up even more on who we could play. But I'm happy with our schedule that we have so far, whether, you know, pending, we don't have any cancellations and things like that. But it's a good schedule, and you got the baseline year. You know what I mean? You had the start, and it's like, all right, that's where we were last year. This is where we want to get to. And when you play teams like Beulah, you get a glimpse at this is where we got to get to.
Right, exactly. So, and I made the comment that the girls are now experiencing what the boys feel at the later end of football season, being out there in the cold.
True.
And I know from experience playing baseball since I was, you know, old enough to walk, it's not real conducive for your arm and other joints to be out there in the cold if you're not all covered up and stuff like that. But these girls are troopers. I mean, I have to take my hats off to the girls athletes at Mobridge Poly. And I'm not saying that the boys athletes aren't as good. I'm just saying these girls, they're fearless, they're tough, they're determined, and they want to compete.
They do. And, you know, we've seen it from our Tiger kids, Tiger athletes all year. We haven't seen them roll over and give up in any of our sports. And I think that's the trait that goes with you the rest of your life, is that when you meet a challenge, something that you know may be difficult, you do it anyways, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm excited. You know, Coach Clue has a good group of golfers as well. You never know what kind of weather you're going to get with
golf.
Right,
exactly.
And so she's got 11 this year, and I'm really excited. Their home meet is going to be April 11th out at Owyhee Hills. I know it's a weekday, but come out, because these kids only get to debut at home one time. So see if you can come out. I don't know a lot about golf. I'll be the first one to tell you that. But I figure if you just get a hole in one, that makes the rest of it easier.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I was just going to talk about golf. There's an advocacy out there. There's people that are talking about combining the boys and girls in Class A like they do in Class B. Mm-hmm. Have you heard any rumors about this? Would that be a good solution to, you know, maybe helping out a little bit with the spring sports or fall sports?
Sure. So we, with our calculated ADM for next year, we are moving to Class B in golf. So that puts boys and girls both in the spring together. And I think there's pros and cons. I mean, you don't want a lot of competition with cross country and football. Not that you couldn't do golf and those things. I mean, we have kids that do several sports at a time. But I think just with like travel and planning, it wouldn't make it any more difficult if they were kind of going to the same meets. And so with it being my first year, I don't want to make any huge predictions, but I think it'll be a good thing. When you look at what the boys have in the spring, boys, they can do track or track.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe kids that weren't doing anything in the spring, now they're like, oh, we got golf. And like I said, the coaches work together. So even kids that want to do multiple sports, because we all share the same kids, you know.
Right.
Yes, we're Class A, but, you know, when we're picking from the same pool of amazing kids, we have to share them all. I mean, same with, they're great at music, they're great at culinary,
right,
they're great at, you know, math competition. It's like, we have awesome kids, and they do it all. They literally do it all.
Well, and I've said it a million times, in a small school, if you don't participate, that program might go away.
Right.
So it's great to see that, you know, I'm going to use your daughter's example, her role as the National Honor Society, and one-act play, and oral and terp, right, and high school basketball and volleyball and track this year. I mean, this girl is so busy, and yet she still finds a way to get grades.
Right.
And there's a lot of them.
I mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yeah, their whole school day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, our kids they're making grades, and they're doing all the extras, and you know, when you're young and have all that energy to do that, I think it's so commendable. And we have a lot of kids that do that. They are straight A kids, or I don't even care if they're straight C. If that's their best, if we're getting their best, then that's an accomplishment.
Exactly. Yeah, I want to talk to you a little bit, and we're kind of running out of time, but you do these athletic director meetings. Has there been a serious conversation about adding baseball to the Class A? A Class AA, they do it, but it's not really a sanctioned thing. Right. It's kind of a team or a school thing. But if we're going to add softball, there should be some baseball, shouldn't there?
I think it always comes up in discussion. I haven't seen it on anything official for Class A and Class B levels. It's going to hit AA first and change a little bit. I think even the schools that added softball, you know, they're worried about what is it going to do to track programs. And I think those that can pave the way and show a good model for having successful track and successful baseball at the same time, I think that'll get more of us considering it. I think it's probably going to happen. You know, I don't have a good outlook on how many years out we would be, but as we figure out how to do softball and track at the same time, you know, that's definitely going to come up in conversation.
All right. And one last thing, umpires. Last year we had a tireless guy that showed
Mark,
up,
yes.
Mark Ulrich, and
yeah.
I'm going to have him come in and talk on Tiger Ooh. Talk. Yes, because you not only see him umpiring, but you also see him on the football field, the volleyball court, the basketball court. He is just go, 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 go. I don't know how the man has that much energy, but he does.
And he's committed to the kids, and he loves all the sports, and he loves seeing kids, you know, out there competing. All those umpires and officials that we are thankful for that we get at Mobridge Pollock, they all joke that it's all old guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're like, when we go to our meetings, it's all old guys.
Yeah.
And so I'm so glad to hear he's coming in, because we do have to get people willing to get certified, and we can start by, you know, treating them better during the
exactly.
competition as well. Ugh. So just priding ourselves on sportsmanship. And yeah, remember, we have a small group of people that are reffing everything in our area. And we want to, you know, we want to make sure that we can give back in some way. And that starts by being positive at the games. So
if someone is interested in volunteering or to sign up and become an official, can they contact you at the school, umpiring for softball this year, or anything?
Sure, they can contact me about anything, and if I don't know the answer, I'll find the answer for you. You still would have time if you wanted to do the rules meeting. I don't know as much about softball umpiring as like basketball officiating, but the state makes it easy. You sign up, you can register, you do the rules test, and they hook you up with a mentor and somebody that's been doing it for a while. So yeah, if that's your jam, hit me up, email me, katie.conold@k12.sd.us.
All right, Katie, it's always a pleasure to have you in. I look forward to talking to you the next time. We'll do a little update during the spring and get into how everything's going. But again, just a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
Tiger Talk is brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mobridge, and we'll see you next week.